Live from Manhattan, Kansas. Online radio and television, duo.com.
Hello, everybody. It's me, Seth. We're back. I know it's a strange way to start a show. We've been gone for 3 months. We're back. I'm sure you all expect us to talk about details of our break. We'll get to that. Don't worry. Katrina got, you know, she can talk about her job and her dog and how she was attacked by dogs. That'll be fun. But I can't do a show coming back from this break without acknowledging one of my great personal and professional influencers who died during a break. I'm sure, as most of you know, David Craddock, who I'm sure you guys know by his name, his DJ name, Kid Craddock. He passed away on July 27th. At first, I didn't believe it. I thought it was a joke. I was shocked. I thought it was kind of a stunt to get more listeners. But then as I saw every single person on Earth and every single person he really knew personally, I realized that it wasn't. I dealt with it. I'm currently dealing with it. I'm not going to dwell too much on it, as many people have already done so. And I kind of wanted to talk about some things that maybe you didn't know, the way I knew him. And I mean, a lot of people talk about his charity, his wit, his humor, and his love. Those things are true. I mean, that isn't all. I mean, I knew him personally for 10 years. We spoke in 2004 for the first time. I was a young and ambitious teenager and Jewish and stupid. And I emailed him thinking that he was a local talent, because that's how he made everyone feel. I wanted to know how to get into radio and if he had any advice. Because I'd wanted to do radio since I was a child, and I quickly discovered as he emailed me back that he was a superstar in the energy industry. You know, he won a Marconi Award 5 years before. He was publicly respected, and he emailed me back. I mean, we talked for days over email about my ideas for the future, including podcasting before it was even called podcasting, and he listened. He had no reason, and absolutely no one would blame him for ignoring it or ignoring me, having an assistant reply back to it. I mean, but he took a personal interest, and this is the kind of guy he was. After he was famous, he was doing this. After he was as big as he is, well, he was now, you know, that's what he was. I'm not special, certainly. He had no reason to care about me or take any interest in anything I cared about, but he took time out of his life, which his time was much more valuable than mine. Just as a career, his time was more valuable than mine, and we've been friends ever since. I mean, but as I got to know him more, turned out I wasn't the only one that was like that. Many people that are household names have cited them as his chief inspiration or as his banner man or his partner. Sarah Bareilles, Ben Folds, Austin Mahone, Justin Bieber, Cobra Starship. I mean, the list goes on and on. These are people that you didn't know existed before he took an interest in these people that he had no reason to. People he had no reason to help that he used the power of his radio show to promote. And his radio show, in an era of what is right now dead, I mean, it's an era of talk radio death. Big names have all moved on to podcasting because the broadcast, so to speak, audience isn't big enough. His show did the opposite. It grew and it flourished. And that'd be enough to say kind of what a radio trailblazer he was. But he also founded a prep service for other shows that were stealing his format, and he sold it at a profit. And then he did it again, started another one, sold it at a profit. And he used his wealth to start his own syndication network so he could find interesting and listenable shows that wouldn't have a chance otherwise and put them on the radio. He gave him a chance. And personally, I'll never forget the way he was there for me when I was alone and going through my divorce, because he had gone through it basically a year right before I did. And the advice he gave me was just invaluable. He taught me how to get through it, to be a better father, a better producer, a better personality, and overall a better person. And I'd be lucky to influence 1% of people in the positive way that he influenced me. And I just wanted to come out and say that. And I'll miss you, kid. And there's no one like you, and there never will be. And we will start the show.
Live from Duo Studios in Manhattan, Kansas.
Ladies and gentlemen,
this is Life with your host, Seth Neiman. Katrina Abbott and Chris Harlan.
And we're back. And guess,
hello.
And guess who's here with us?
No one important. No one
can see you shaking your head.
Certainly not me.
A zombie.
Colby's here. Not so I just want to get this out of the way so we can devote the rest of the show to Katrina. We didn't do a Seth and Colby show. Because me and Colby obviously don't value our listeners.
Nope.
And we're just like, well, we'll put him on life,
yeah,
and that'll be enough.
I'll be here.
So, sorry, and now all about you, Katrina. I just want to throw that out of the way. That way no one would email us and be like, why didn't you call me and do a show? And then you'd get more upset than you should be because you're irrational.
No, we're fine. We're fine.
So anyway, welcome to life. We've been gone for like a month and a half. This is episode number 52.
Yay!
48 episodes until Katrina leaves. And, I still have Live or Wednesday. That's not true. So one of the big changes that happened now that we're off after our summer vacation, so Duo basically goes on vacation every July because, well, you all aren't here either.
Yeah, and you're busy, you know, doing things.
Well, not particularly, just... You know, I like vacation. If I don't have to do this, I mean, me and Colby literally didn't do a show because we didn't.
I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah, we just would rather sit on our butts. And what did we watch? Avatar and...
Some weird...
Something that was not worth our time.
Not worth it.
I feel like you do that a lot.
That is exactly what we do. And that's what I did my entire vacation, so... Anyway, but we're back. But one of the changes we have is that we're no longer going to be live on Wednesdays.
Well, this is like the 10th time we've changed the time of our show.
Just the 4th or the 5th,
you know,
I think.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Whatever.
They'll get used to it.
Mondays to Tuesdays.
So now we're live every Sunday at the same time, 6 p.m. Central, but now it's Sunday. And this is due to Katrina having a real grown-up job and all that jazz.
Woo!
But it's still at the same place, duo.com/live. And of course, you can download the show earlier than before. Instead of Thursdays, now it's Tuesdays. So you get a little bit of there.
What?
I mean, it's really only earlier 1 week, because then the next week is still 7 days, and also we've been gone for 2 months, so it may not feel earlier.
Just anyway,
that
part out.
Now it's Tuesday.
Anyway.
And if you're watching us live, which you're not, you can text us at 505-750-0304, or email us your letters, which we read on the first week of every month. Life.
And we will start that come September.
Life at, that's right, at duo.com. L-I-F-E shift to D-E-W-O-H period C-O-M. Duo, like the dew on a leaf, and O, like when Katrina was attacked by a pack of rabid wiener dogs. Oh!
Yeah, it was actually really frightening, I'm not gonna lie.
I would imagine
so. I was
so
frightened. And I have a big dog.
Yeah, you do. What am we doing?
Anyway,
today on the show, we're going to, of course, talk about what happened during our vacations. I can get mine out of the way real quick. Nothing. And
lies.
Then, of course, we're just going to talk the rest of the show entirely about Katrina. Because she's got work. Who knows? She could have a new boyfriend by now. You guys don't know. So we got to talk, make sure she's still with Mark.
Who's that?
Yeah, exactly. We can talk about the house infested with raccoons, and we can tie that to pretty well right now because it's all wrapped up. And I think it's time to also introduce a new segment called This Week in Detroit. Where
oh
we will
God.
Talk about one thing that's happening in Detroit.
I had that story.
Every week until Katrina breaks up with Mark.
Only it happened a couple weeks ago.
And then we will pretend
so what happened
that she
two
never
weeks?
Dated him. What happens in 2 weeks?
No, I was going to say, the story I have happened 2 weeks ago.
And because we were gone for a week and a half, I have 25 things that's wrong with Detroit to read this
oh
week.
Oh, my God.
Just because, you know, we
that's
have to make up
awesome.
Lost time.
Well, I mean, you want to know my story? Because I find mine really funny.
Should we, like, finish opening
okay,
the show
yeah, finish
first?
Opening. Okay. I suppose.
I guess I think we're done.
I mean, it's kind of what I thought, but...
the show this week is brought to you by the Duo Shop. Go buy things.
Did you put new shirts up?
No.
Cool.
But, we have some good
well,
ones up there, though.
New is relative, so if you haven't listened in 6 months...
Oh, yes. Yeah, there's lots of
there
stuff
are
there.
Lots of
I mean,
new
even
shirts
I can
up.
Say that, because I bought shirts in the last
I
six
can't
months.
Remember the last time I put shirts up. I feel like I did for July.
Well, let's see.
And
Rouse?
If that's the case, no. then yes, yeah. there are new shirts, because no. we haven't done a show since...
I mean, I just did one in June.
Is that when the last one I did? When did I put up the 8-bit Duo Leaf shirt?
I think that was in June.
Let's find out. If it's June, time's going to fly.
Woo, woo.
Yep. New. Well, wait. J-U. It could be an L. It could be an L.
It's not.
It could be
but
an L.
It's not.
We know it.
It says
not.
June.
Woo, who was right?
So,
was
yeah.
Right.
There hasn't been new shirts since June. But go buy the ones that we have, because we have enough. It's not
yeah,
like you need new shirts. Just go to duo.com and click on shop, and you can see all of the lovely beauties in men's and women's sizes. $15
I
each.
I one tonight, but then I was like, eh.
Men were like, why? Why do it? And thank you to Taylor, who bought
oh, Taylor.
All of her college supplies through the link on duo.com to Amazon. It was very nice. And a special thank you to Chris, who
I
didn't.
I forgotten earlier. Who, it wasn't all my school stuff. It was
no,
a $20
just things,
thing.
Just things off Amazon.
But it's okay.
That she didn't use the link for duo.com. Mm-hmm. But we can
it's
talk
okay.
more about that
later
on the segment that's sponsored by Amazon. So anyway, welcome to the show.
Yep.
So?
Where do we want to start?
How's it going?
It's going.
Should we go around the table and talk about like one thing that happened during vacation that was the best thing that happened?
I don't think I could answer that one.
Why? Because so much happened?
Nothing good.
I can think of something good that happened during your vacation.
What's something good that happened during my vacation?
Starts with a W and ends with ending a court case.
Starts with a W?
Yeah. Because it's winning a court case.
I got it. Yeah. I got it. Yeah, I won my court case. Woo! I asked for 2,000.
I got a tattoo of a cross on my shoulder.
No, on my court case, you're asking for like $2,000, and when we get $335.
Well, that's better than losing.
I think it was $335.
It's like taxes. It's how much you make, and they take out everything. $335.
No. And then, way to start this rant off on.
Oh, no.
Fast.
Oh, no.
And then Emerald, my property management, which sucks.
Not anymore. Your previous property
management.
In any
case, the property management that sucks.
That had the house with the exploding toilet and the raccoon infestation.
I have several stories.
And the backup tub and the underwear thief.
And in any case, so I finally get a call from the court saying, hey, we have your check. You need to come and sign it out.
Okay.
So I go. And, of course, they need Malia's name there, so I call her and see if she could fax something with her signature saying, please give the check to Katrina. And so we did that. However, Emerald made the check out to everyone on the lease, meaning everyone on the lease needs to sign that check.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, especially when you've got Lily in La La Land, as in, like, overseas.
I love how you flicked me with a rubber band and it distracted her.
It's because I can see him.
But I can feel it, and here I am, ow.
And two, Ashley, who's the scum of all scum, deleted me off Facebook.
Okay, I would like to take a moment and pause from the fact that the last time we did a show, we weren't going to talk about her.
Well,
to now
I hate her.
Scum of all scum, and there's hate thrown around.
That's because
personally, I don't care. I just
she blocked
like to
and deleted
funny.
Me on Facebook, so now she still owes me at least $50.
What if she's watching right now? What would you say to her?
She knows she's a scumbag, and she can live with that.
Okay.
Because she knows she's guilty. Why else would she delete me and block me on top of
that? Maybe she did it on accident. Maybe she dropped
one
of the many burritos she eats onto her keyboard.
She did that on accident and also did that on my Twitter, on her Twitter, and
it's a big burrito.
Everything else.
It's a big burrito, maybe.
In any case, so I'm pretty sure how I'm going to deal with that, but I'm not going to say because it's illegal.
I hope it's not murder. Oh, let's just assume it is, though.
We'll just go with that.
It's going to be really awkward
in any case,
if she dies next week.
But,
we'll remove this show.
So now I'm basically just waiting to get my actual like deposit from the house.
So you got $325 from the court case for what?
I think it was like $350. But anyway, so $200 of it was because I bought a washer and dryer that
they
had promised
us. So they reimbursed you that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's kind of funny. And then the court fees were $80-some.
So they paid those.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then since my dryer broke, the part to fix it was $41, so they rounded that to $50.
So you didn't get anything for the raccoons or the toilets?
Well, Emerald, just perfectly enough, credited us that amount right before court, like the day before.
But they didn't give you anything for emotional distress.
We can't sue for emotional distress.
Why not? People do it all the time.
But I know that if they don't give us our deposit, then Malia and I are going to take them back to small claims because that's what the judge said. Because she asked,
well,
you know,
how much is your deposit?
Oh, crap. $1,150.
Well, that's almost $2,000.
No. That's where we came up with that because we'd add that originally in our thing. And they're like, well, we can't do that because they just moved out. And so she's like, and I said, I put that in there in case they, you know,
yeah,
cut me short since I'm suing my landlord. And she's like, well, that's pretty smart, but you'll just have to come back later if they do that. I'm like, okay, cool. So then I paid half of that for my pet deposit, which I think was like $575.
Oh my God, $500 to keep a dog in your house?
And then, so that's like,
there's no dog.
I think it was like $1,700, something around that, roughly.
Oh my God. For a dog? I know. I'd kill that dog for half the price of that.
My dog's never bit anyone, so can we just start there?
It bit me once.
Me too.
Yeah, it bit
me. You guys are such liars.
Colby lost an arm.
I did.
Look, no arm.
I don't know how to.
Why'd you look behind you?
I was going to be like, no arm, see it? No arm.
And then you decided against it and then did it anyway.
Oh, goodness.
It
works.
Yeah.
In case, sure, so that's my oh. Yes, I won my court case, but at the same time, it's still been a huge pain in my butt. So,
okay,
I can't really say that's a.
But
jewelry.
You got some money out of it.
I don't have the money because I still have to sign the check.
Well, just forge their signatures. I mean, come on, how?
That's
hard
what
that?
I plan on doing.
Okay,
well, I just have to. I'm gonna wait for my deposits, and then I can just turn them both in where they all look the same.
Gotcha. So your forgeries look the same. Perfect. I can sign them both. I'll just sign mine.
Well,
name.
Then, I mean,
then you have to give me the money.
I know. How
are you going to distribute the money among the people?
No. That's what's funny. Malia and I were the ones that put in our deposit, so Malia will get half of the deposit back, whatever we when we ever we get that. But what's funny is I paid the court fees, I paid for the washer and dryer, and I paid to fix it. So that $300 comes straight to me.
Gotcha.
So Malia,
well, then that makes sense.
And like we thought about like trying to get a day off work and like adding that into what we were suing for, but we didn't know what we were making and we didn't know what to ask for to say like. But I mean, Malia,
you
did.
Made $100 an hour that day.
Yeah. But anyway,
never
so
know. You could have got promoted that day, but you took a day off and then you got demoted.
Yeah.
How is your job, by the way?
I really, really like it a lot more than I thought I would. It just sucks because I have crazy hours. So, like, I could always say I'm going to get off at this time, and it will always be, like, an hour after that, or within an hour after that, that I get home.
Gotcha.
So
what's your average day?
For some reason, I can't ever go into work at 9. I usually end up there by 8:30, and I usually don't get home till like, anywhere between 7 and 9. 6 and 9.
I would kill myself. That sounds horrible.
That's pretty awful.
So, yeah, I work more than 40 hours every week. But at least my boss is aware of it, and she told me that I'm, more or less asked me when I was going to take a day off. So I was like,
oh, wow, one day off.
Well, she was actually mad at me because I told her I was going to work over the weekend. She's like, why are you doing that?
Yeah,
like,
you should tell her bonus. That'd be the greatest. Why not?
Because I'm a salary worker.
Your bonuses go to salary workers.
We'll see. We'll talk to her about it later. But, so I mean, I really like my job. Like, my kids are fun, kind of, when they're not being a pain in the butt, but...
You got lots of pains in your butt lately,
don't
you? Yeah.
I have a lot of them. And
your
I
butt's
just
one big pain center.
Pretty much.
I'll rub it for you later, Templeton.
I would like that a lot, actually. Someone with two arms would be great. So.
Me and Colby will rub it. It'll be three-arm treatment.
Three-arm? Oh, yeah.
Because he only has one arm. Your dog bit off the other arm.
The other one.
Yeah, see, this is actually half of one
he's
arm.
Just
rub them with his
he's just
stubs.
A winged man.
Stub him. He can shoulder your butt.
Yeah,
We're all imagining that now, and I don't think that's good.
We could work that out. I would be like, ow. We could work that out. I just hit my ankle.
We should tell Mark, because he won't remember because he's on drugs.
He remembers Templeton.
Yeah. Okay, Chris, what's your favorite thing about vacation?
Yeah, because I don't have one.
I didn't do anything.
Come on.
Watching Aaron,
yeah,
watching Colby.
There's one big one that just happened.
My birthday!
Okay, any more specifics? I got a tattoo of a cross on my shoulder.
Well, I went to Carlos O'Kelly's for dinner.
No one knows why your birthday is special.
Well, I'm getting there.
Okay. I want to spit it out, but I won't.
Because I'm 21.
There we go.
So I went to Carlos O'Kelly's for dinner, and I got myself a margarita, and it was delicious.
Those are my favorite.
But that was all I could have because I'm still on blood thinners.
Yeah. Colby, best thing about your vacation?
Being here.
What, my, like, 6-month vacation? Yeah. From the last time I was
What's
there?
The best thing about your life right now? My vacation.
You know, growing arms back.
It's a miracle.
He's devoting a lot of time to that. A lot of time in the gym, lifting weights with his stubs. He's almost got 4 fingers
I
back on his own.
I saw a dude at the gym with no hand. And,
what?
And, like, this weird little hook strap thing that he was using and, like, lifting.
I feel like that's cheating if you have a hook.
Yeah, it was.
It does seem a little, like, cheating.
But if it's connected to your skin, like,
yeah,
I feel like that's got to...
Yeah, I don't know how it stayed on his little stump.
Duct tape.
Stump.
Duct tape.
Not to...
Was
oh, no,
his hook
I mean,
made of duct tape?
See, that's what's weird, because my uncle has stubs, but, like, it connects to, like, his shoulder and
was
stuff.
Was it possible that it was, like, a Halloween hook, and there was a handle
yeah,
inside, and he
like
was actually
was
holding it?
A strap around the stump with a little plastic hook coming off of it. That's what it looked like.
That's weird.
It was.
How much weight was he lifting?
35.
That's pretty heavy.
Yeah.
For a Velcro hook.
Some weird calisthenics where he's, like, moving up and down, one leg behind him.
That's weird.
Jumping jacks with weights
ballerina.
In his hand.
Was he a ballerina?
For a second. Yeah.
So, wow.
Yeah.
That's what I got when I got a leg up.
That was a terrible joke.
I know.
Terrible joke. Okay. And I don't know anything that happened to me over vacation.
Nothing.
What happened?
You had Aaron for a couple weeks.
That's true.
So
but
many things.
I feel like that happened
and you
before
go,
vacation.
And you go camping
also.
Every weekend.
We haven't done that during
really
vacation,
done
though.
Camping.
You've gone camping a lot. Like, for the longest time, you guys were gone camping.
Yeah.
But that was before vacation.
Yeah, we just did that over weekend, so it didn't interrupt the show. 4th of July happened.
You did that after we broke the show.
I feel like we did more things. Did we go to Kansas City? No, I think that was before.
Yeah, you did that once.
I think that was before vacation.
I don't remember. Frick.
I got a mini bar. That's my favorite thing.
Yeah, you did get a mini bar.
Yeah.
It was exciting.
I increased my alcoholism.
Carmen came to visit.
That was a good. That was a
Carmen
good. Yeah, that'd be my
visit.
Highlight.
There you go.
That'd be
You're
my
welcome.
Highlight. When That's Katrina was here. The one time Katrina visited during our vacation.
Wow. Yeah, the one time Katrina saw us.
I'm sorry, that's because I work now and I don't want to do anything but sleep. I took a nap before I came over.
And also because, you know, you usually don't come over unless it's a
don't.
Show night.
And
we're making you food, apparently, get you to run
or
over.
Or if you're
you should know that by now.
Oh, I do. Just, I don't usually offer.
That's true.
I know you only use me for my food.
It's true.
I know it is. Yeah. Okay. Mm. Well, okay. I guess that's our opening segment.
It is.
We can take a break.
All right.
What? What do you want to say?
Tally-ho.
I don't know. We'll just take a break.
No, what did you want?
Take a break.
I feel like this is something that's just blah.
Blah.
Okay, let's just take a break. Okay, whatever. I don't know what else to talk about. Let's just take a break.
Well, I really want to get to this list of Detroit things.
Oh, yeah. Then let me start off with my story.
Okay, go ahead.
Then we're going to take a break, and then we'll start with Detroit.
Oh, my God. Do you or do you not want to take a break?
Take a break, and then I'm going to start the next segment with my story.
Did you know that there are lots of houses available? That's not the right button.
I tried.
It was a good try, bro.
Pick another button.
Did you know that there are lots of houses available for sale in Detroit right now for $500 or less?
The house?
Did you know that?
That's... Oh, my God.
That's just a taste of what to come. Coming up next
and
on
that's,
Life.
Don't look at where I'm going to push the button. Don't look.
This is Life.
Welcome back to Life. How are you? Doing good?
Fantastic.
Glad to hear it. Oh, I was talking to the audience. But how are you, Colby?
I'm doing good.
I just threw that down Katrina's shirt. It was pretty awesome.
Oh, I wish I would have saw it.
Yeah, well, you didn't, so.
I didn't. I'll envision it in my brain from now on.
Okay.
You already do that.
Yeah, he's still in Detroit.
Okay.
Yes.
So, this segment of the show was brought to you by
Your
Amazon.
Hate for my boyfriend.
Let me tell you a story.
Oh, yes. Never
about
mind.
A girl.
Oh, no.
Who doesn't use the link on Amazon.com, even though she's dating the person who directly benefits from people who do use the link. On Duo.com to Amazon.
Ungrateful.
And then let me tell you about the girl that I should be dating, who lives in South Carolina, that does use the link to
every
Amazon
time.
On Duo.com. Every time, for everything.
That's
really the end of the story.
That's a good story.
I was trying to like tie it in a bow, but...
I bought headphones on Amazon.
Did you use the link?
Yes.
He did.
No.
No, that was a no.
He did,
you
however, buy his...
It.
He did... I can. And he did actually go through Amazon for his, like, $300 camera mount.
That's good.
Did I?
Yeah, you did.
Well, there
so
you go.
So thank you, man. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Chris, what did you buy?
I bought my textbooks for the summer. The two I bought on Amazon through the Duo.com.
I don't think she did. She's
I
lying.
Did.
Oh. You remember the last thing I bought.
Yeah, it was Coach Carter.
Yeah. And yeah. It didn't.
And it was so cheap. I didn't get commission. So, let's say this. Be like Colby and be like Taylor. My true friends and loves. Thank you. And go to duo.com/Amazon. Type in anything you want to buy. Takes you right to Amazon.com. Get the same buying experience you normally would for the same prices, only we get a little bit of the profit. It helps us out a lot. So go do that. duoh.com/Amazon. Okay.
Okay.
Do we know what time it is, Katrina? Do you know what time it is, Katrina?
Detroit time.
It's Detroit time. See if this works.
Okay, so, well, I'm scared.
We're gonna see if this works.
I'm scared. Oh, no.
Does this sound anything like 8 Mile?
It's on the soundtrack, but it's a different song. It's not 8 Mile specifically. And you're looking for Lose Yourself. From that movie.
Good thing Colby's here.
Except for Seth, who's a Dumas.
What is a Dumas?
And it does start off slow, so just give it a second. There you go.
There we go. It's time for This Week in Detroit. This week's list, 25 things about Detroit right now. The place where Katrina's boyfriend loves. He loves the sports teams. I bet he also loves that the city of Detroit owes money to more than 100,000 creditors. He probably also loves that Detroit is facing a $20 billion debt and unfunded liabilities, which breaks down to more than $25,000 per resident.
I just realized my happy thought of my vacation.
Are you going to Detroit?
Well, I mean, I'm going for Thanksgiving.
Did you know that when you go to Detroit on Thanksgiving, let's see here, where's one that applies to what I just said?
No, I was
that
actually...
there are 78,000 abandoned homes in the city?
Yes. No, I was going to say my...
78,000, man.
That's crazy.
My highlight was going to the Royals game, where we played Detroit.
Oh, yeah.
Detroit lost.
Of course they did. Because they're also losing a life, because about one-third of Detroit's 140 square miles is either vacant or derelict.
What does derelict mean?
It means Detroit. I think it's a synonym for Detroit. Pretty sure that's what it means. An astounding 47% of the residents of the city of Detroit are functionally illiterate. That's nearly half of Detroit is illiterate. Is Mark literate?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Do they have pictures on like signs and stuff?
There's a person walking across the street.
Well, functionally illiterate is even worse than like just regular illiterate. Because it means you like have a hard time functioning in society.
Is that a picture of a taco?
It's not like you can't read a book.
Is that Taco Bell? There's a taco and a bell right next to it.
I don't know, man. I'm functioning illiterate.
Like I
don't know.
Some tacos.
Did you know that less than half of the residents over the age of 16 are working? Did you also know that 60% of all children in the city of Detroit are living in poverty? And Detroit was once the fourth largest city in the United States, but over the past 60 years, the population of Detroit has fallen by 63% as people escape the hellhole. Did you know that in 1960, Detroit actually had the highest per capita income in the entire nation? And in 1950, there were about 296,000 manufacturing jobs in Detroit. 296,000. Today, there are 27,000.
That's Chrysler
less
for you.
Less than the amount of abandoned homes in the city.
Chrysler went under and took all the
That's nice of them. It's really nice of them. Do you know the city of Detroit is now very heavily dependent on the tax revenue it pulls from the casinos in the city?
Oh, man.
Right now, Detroit is bringing about $11 million a month in tax revenue from casinos. There are 70 Superfund hazardous waste sites in Detroit.
So everyone is going to turn into a lizard.
40% of the streetlights do not work.
Oh, my God.
Everyone's going to run into pedestrians.
It wouldn't matter because people wouldn't be able to read them anyway.
Poles. Dogs.
Only about a third of ambulances are actually running. And some ambulances in the city have been used for so long that they have more than 250,000 miles on them. Two-thirds of the parks in Detroit have been permanently closed since 2008. The size of the police force in Detroit has been cut by about 40% over the last decade. And when you call the police in Detroit, it takes them an average of 58 minutes to respond.
Oh my God.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me if their force is cut in half.
It is Detroit.
And due to budget cutbacks, most police stations in Detroit are closed to the public for more than 16 hours a day. The violent crime rate in Detroit is 5 times higher than the national average. The murder rate in Detroit is 11 times higher than it is in New York City. And today, police solve less than 10% of the crimes that are committed in Detroit.
Wow.
Crime has gotten so bad in Detroit that even police are telling people to enter Detroit at your own risk.
Katrina, that's terrifying.
Katrina, enjoy your vacation in Detroit. Sounds like it's going to be a fun time.
I hope you don't get sick or robbed or anything because you're screwed.
Well, I mean, you also forget that I'm going to be in a suburb of Detroit.
That makes it better.
Which is its own town.
Okay.
So.
Compton. It's called Dompton out there.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, because it's Detroit Compton. Dompton.
Funny.
I know, right?
You're funny, man.
I'm funny. I know.
Do you know?
I do. Right. I do. So what do you have to say to all that, Katrina?
Doesn't surprise me.
Really?
No.
Are you excited about your trip there?
I am.
Why?
Because, again, I'm going to be in a suburb area, which is completely separate. Like, he's 30 minutes away from the actual, like, main city of Detroit.
You're not going to go into Detroit at all, you don't think?
No.
Those criminals flock. You know, like, Detroit's just getting overrun.
Yeah, no, it's eventually it's going to overflow into the suburbs.
All of the surrounding areas are going...
We're just going to have to, like, break Michigan off and float it into Lake Michigan.
And just
probably.
Keep it there.
Yeah.
Have an island of crazy people.
Yeah, it'll be like the Arkham Island in Batman. Yeah. That's what we're going to have to put
Why
all those
we
people.
Just barricade, like, cut off Detroit and then just, like, bomb it or something. Like, the whole
Katrina
city.
Katrina now wants to murder all of...
Just the whole city. I mean, it's better to it's okay, better to cut off the finger than lose the whole hand. So cut off the city instead of losing the whole state.
Bombing all the innocent people. Maybe.
Well, it doesn't sound like anyone's left to be innocent in this city.
The little kids. Katrina's going to bomb all the little kids.
Well, Katrina hates baby raccoons and babies.
Well, that's true.
And baby wiener dogs.
That shouldn't shock me.
They weren't baby wiener dogs.
They were full grown.
They were full grown, fat, nasty, mean wiener dogs.
Did Buster ever bite anybody?
I think me when I was like 5.
Did he think you were food?
Probably.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. These dogs are awful.
Yeah.
Should talk about that a little bit.
Queso. Yeah.
Queso. I want some. That'd be great.
I know. I've been craving queso all week, and I was going to tell you the other day. I was like, bring queso.
And you just brought it up. So.
But anyway, So I was, my friend that I babysit for, she was going out of town and she wanted me to feed and water her dogs. Okay, cool.
Feed and water.
Yeah, she was out of town for the weekend.
They're like plants.
Right.
She's got to feed and water them.
That's really all I had to do because they're outside already. I don't know why this is, anyway.
Yeah. So, we're laughing at the fact that you say feed and water them. Like you're putting water on them.
Not give them water, just, you know, water them down.
Like provide food and water for them, not feed and water them.
Okay. Well, anyway.
That's why they were laughing. I knew what you meant, and I knew it was a Katrinaism.
I knew what she meant.
I've never.
It's okay. We're at an impasse right now. So
impasse is a real word.
No, it's not.
In any case.
Definitely not.
So, and I see all these little yippy dogs barking at me, and they look vicious, but I'm still just like, these are wiener dogs. Come on. No. I step out with my first cup of food, and it's a big cup, but I wish the dog sounded like that.
Hey, shut up, dogs.
And as soon as I get out the door, like, the dogs are just right at my feet barking, and I was like, I figured they'd let me through, and I'm shaking the food, thinking, okay, they'll see I have food and be fine. No, I have three dogs on my left leg. One bit the tip of my shoe, one bit my ankle, and the other one bit, like, my pant leg, like, a legit pant leg. And then the other one was on my other foot, and I kind of, like, freaked out, and I kicked them.
Is that what it sounded like?
Yeah, that's a little bit closer. And I go inside, and I was really thankful that I had Mark and his friend with me, because I got both of my ankles bit up, and it was awful.
This is the sound. I actually have exclusive audio of Katrina getting bit. Thank you, Colby. It's Katrina. She's holding her ankle. She's dying. Now the ambulance is coming.
That wouldn't happen in Detroit.
No, it wouldn't. It would take 58 minutes. The show would be over by the time the ambulance got here.
In any case, so Mark had to feed the dogs and provide them with water while Tran kicked them because my ankles hurt.
He's punning wiener dogs all
over
the place.
He was okay with that. And then when we get home, I showed Mark. I was like, hey, my ankle burns. And I was like, look what they did. And he was just like, holy crap. He's like, and so they put like a big marker.
But he's on blood thinners right now, right?
No, he's on Percocet.
Holy crap. Oh my god. Why is this at? Why is
he
this?
He sounds creepy. You sound like a perv.
He's tripping.
I'm on deep voice. Wow. You can't hear it. She's can hear it.
Well,
she's can hear it.
There's the downfall of not having headphones.
But I'm doing deep voice because he's drugged, and she thinks that I sound sultry and not drugged.
I was doing the dream harp.
So I could go onto a playlist.
Like, I mean, that would make sense.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Get it?
Yeah, I get it.
You get it?
I get it.
Do ya?
In any case... Mark was really worried all of a sudden, and he and Tran put a big ring around my bite because it was already swelling and bruised, and they said that if it swelled up anymore by nightfall, that they're going to take me to the emergency room.
Emergency
room.
What's the emergency room?
Something they don't have.
That's
in Detroit.
What it is. I'm from Detroit, and I'm functionally illiterate, and I need to go to the emergency room.
That was more me.
I need to go to ambulance store.
But yeah, and my ankles hurt. I've got two. I'm good.
From Detroit. They don't
I've got bite marks on my ankles and they hurt.
Yeah, it does look pretty vicious, actually, from a little tiny wiener dogs. But,
and I have a huge hole in my yoga pants, and I was so mad.
Which brand were they?
They're the ones my friend gave me. I think they're Arizona.
You're better off without.
Those are better than these.
Arizona.
What is that?
I don't know.
Arizona accent.
Arizonans, I don't think, have accents.
Nope.
No,
they don't.
They're in the South.
Oh, well, technically, yeah, they are in the South. I think they're south
so,
of North.
Oh, suck it.
Okay. You win this round, bro. Sorry for doubting you.
Yep, that's right.
So here's a segue for you.
Okay.
How many of you at this table believe in global warming? Okay, Chris says she
does. Have thoughts.
That's shocking.
I don't have an actual opinion. Like, I mean, I've got two different
okay, things. You have to elaborate now.
Okay.
It's a simple yes or no question, and now we've got to do this.
Yep. You know me.
It's like, oh, I was going to say, well, here's something that'll fill 4 minutes. Nope. It's going to fill 80.
Well, you started with Katrina. That wasn't a smart idea.
I started with
I don't
table.
Necessarily believe in global warming per se, but I think that we should be more conscious of what we are doing to our planet because something could happen. Let me explain.
I'm not saying words.
You were getting close to it.
I was just going to mock you for saying per se. I kind of believe.
In any case,
keep going.
When I was younger and I was watching PBS, they had a show on. Just
we won't,
bear nope. with this story.
We're not saying anything.
I can see your judgmental faces.
We're implying.
Yeah,
we may be thinking things.
We're thinking so loudly that people listening can hear it, but we're not saying anything.
Anyway, and they were. I don't remember if it was Antarctica.
This is a great story, Katrina.
Whatever opinion you have, yes or no, the people who also believe with you are going to wish that you weren't on their side after this.
Basically, the show I was watching, they dug into the ice like several miles down and they were able to study it and tell that it's had several meltdowns and it refreezes, in which case I don't think it's going to like the ice cubes are going to melt per se and like flood everything. I think it'll cool everything off and then they'll like refreeze later.
I'm glad you mentioned that. That was actually really relevant. More than 1,700 American cities and towns, including Boston, New York, and Miami, are at greater risk from rising sea levels than previously feared. A new study has found. By 2100, the future of at least part of these 1,700 locations will be locked in by greenhouse gas emissions built up in the atmosphere. That a place called the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences found. The survey does not specify a date by which these cities or parts of them would actually fall underwater. Instead, it specifies a locked-in date by which a future time the underwater certainty would happen, a point of no return, so to speak. Because of the inertia built into the climate system, even if all carbon emissions stopped immediately, it would take some time for the related global temperature rises to ease off. That means the fate of some cities are already sealed, the study says. This is Benjamin Strauss.
Even if we could just stop global emissions tomorrow on a dime, Fort Lauderdale, Miami Gardens, Hoboken, New Jersey, will all be under sea level.
Said Benjamin Strauss, a researcher at Climate Central and author of the paper, dramatic cuts in these emissions. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, now they get political. Anyway, hundreds of American cities are already locked in to watery futures, and we are growing that group very rapidly, Strauss said. We are looking, and as hundreds more continue to emit carbon into the atmosphere. Oh, it's the ocean.
I thought it was appropriate.
It is appropriate.
It was just kind of loud.
For the study, a location was deemed under threat if 25% of its current population lives below the locked-in future high tide level. Some 1,700 places are at risk in this definition. If the bar is set even higher, at 50% of the current population, 1,400 places would still be in the threat by 2100. The list of threatened communities spans Sacramento, California, which lies far from the sea but would be vulnerable to the flooding in the San Joaquin Delta, and Norfolk, Virginia. The latter town is home to America's largest Navy base, whose miles of waterfront installations would be at risk of being locked into future sea level rises by the 2040s. The Pentagon has already begun actively planning for future under climate change, including relocating these bases. About half of the population of Cambridge, Massachusetts, across from the Charles River from Boston and home to Harvard and MIT, will be locked into a future below sea level as early as the 2060s. And several coastal cities in Texas were also vulnerable. But the region at the highest risk was Florida, which has dozens of towns that will be locked in by the century's end. The date of no return for Miami would be 2041. Half of Palm Beach, with its millionaire estates along the side front, would be beyond saving by the 2060s. And the point of no return for cities such as Fort Lauderdale would come before that.
Can we disagree that New Orleans would be gone?
New Orleans is already gone.
Exactly.
So, because you destroyed it.
I know.
Yeah, good job, Katrina.
I'm going to finish doing that in 2060.
So, what do you have to say about that?
I don't know. Those facts that were just presented to me.
Doesn't... I don't know.
We're in the middle of the United States. So
then I'm just like, then I'm just like, I don't want to live my world, my life in fear that I'm like, that's going to happen in 2060. I'm going to be, what, 70 years old?
Okay, but you're going to
What about your children or your grandchildren?
Well.
Sucks for them.
I mean, my biggest thing is like, we've known about global warming for the last 10 years.
But Katrina just said she doesn't know if she believes
that. Well, what I'm getting at, too, is the fact that, like, we haven't done anything yet. And obviously, if it was that big of a deal, we would be doing more.
Well, this is that's the ultimate problem, is that we should be doing more, but no one is. And now cities are going to be underwater. I mean, that's pretty messed up. Right?
Yeah, but at the same time, like...
Katrina doesn't care.
Right, well, my biggest thing is, like, you're not going to get any of us to change. Like, you're not going to get...
But
No, looking, like, the simple fact of, and you can, I guess, make fun of this, but the simple fact of, like, we use blacktops everywhere, that's part of, like, that causes more heat on top of our carbon emissions, on top of everything else.
It's all about money.
Well, yeah.
So, car companies could make more efficient cars, or we could stop using fuel altogether. But we have an infrastructure built in that supports fuel.
Exactly. And so necessarily a fan of using gas. Like, I'm okay with using, like, ethanol and all that.
So
one would do that.
We would be willing to change, right?
I'm willing to change.
An electric car.
It's the government
that
actually
isn't. It was just as easy to charge it as it is to fill up a gas car.
And the government's the one that's not, because you looked at wind energy and I was like, oh, no, that's not that efficient.
But
wind energy is efficient.
But who elects the government?
Well, yeah, people, but good luck with Congress, who won't do anything regardless of being your representative.
Who gets up to the point of being elected over someone else?
And how do you know
people
that person's...
People that are backed by
exactly.
big oil companies,
you're exactly right.
really rich people, and yeah. that's the failure of
So how do we fix
society.
This? How do we prevent Boston, New York,
Nuclear
and Miami?
Nuclear war.
Let's drop nukes on Antarctica.
Yeah, that would solve it.
Yeah, because then it would flood immediately.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll teach those people.
I think before we do that, we should make a society that, like...
Real question is, why can't Detroit be flooded?
That would be nice.
That would save people a lot of trouble.
By a lake.
It is.
I mean, it'd be easier than Katrina's nuking plan.
Gee, I don't think she said nuke. I think she just said bomb.
Okay, then Katrina's bombing.
Colby went full out nuke. He wants nuclear war. It's a very strange show.
Dystopian society.
We talk about two things that are real and horrible, and then they're just like, well, let's just bomb it then and get it over with.
I know. Their solution to everything is bomb.
Well, it's weird because last summer was extremely, extremely hot, like 125 degrees or something like that, and then this summer was like the most rain we've ever had, and we've stayed basically below 100 most of the hottest days.
And I
summer.
Hear, and like people tell me that that's cyclical, like, it'll just happen.
Well, see, that's what, like, I was talking about this the other day. I feel like, granted, like I said, we could do better, but Mother Nature has a way of fixing herself.
That's true, but
like,
usually it's
cycles.
Through ice ages and massive volcano eruptions that reset Earth and life
well,
on the planet.
We go.
Remember, we used to have dinosaurs.
We don't even need them.
And now we don't have them
by
anymore.
Itself. Just
that's going to be us.
Nukes. Just don't live by a volcano.
Did you know there's a giant volcano in Yellowstone?
Yeah. We'd be ashed out, man.
You'd wipe out, like,
we'd have to
because
go to Mexico.
It causes a volcanic winter.
Let's go to Mexico.
I would think it would kill everyone there.
Nah.
Yeah.
Did you say a volcanic winter?
Yeah.
Everybody went to
because
Mexico.
Because the ash would go.
No,
so
I get
far.
I get
yeah,
that.
Movie,
I just,
yeah.
I've never heard
it's
it called a volcanic winter before.
That's what it's called. They had one in, like, because I read Wikipedia all the time. They had a volcanic winter in, like, the late 1700s. Because people like journal and stuff.
There was more. There was like, one more recent than that too.
It was like the East Coast. Like they called it like the year without a summer because like they had snow in July because the entire year was messed up by this volcano exploding in like India or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that weird?
Wouldn't volcanoes just make, you know, the ozone layer worse?
I would assume yes. I don't know. The thing is
that's where Mother Nature works.
Every single person at this table is really, really stupid.
Yeah.
And so is pretty much everyone listening to this show, I would take a guess. And we're all just like, well, if the weather's fine, then global warming ain't real. Because we don't understand anything besides rain. If it's like, oh, it's 90, there's no such thing as global warming, that's because that's the height of our intellect. But in reality, all these scientists are like, there's molecules up in the atmosphere
that
are melting Antarctica, and Boston's boned.
I feel like,
but it's hot there. I don't understand. It's been cold this year. What's going on? You're a liar, sir, because it's 60 degrees out.
You're a liar.
You're a liar, sir.
You're lying.
He's like, nope. It's Antarctica's melting.
Dew. I didn't pee on anything.
It's literally melting. You're a liar, sir. It's 20 degrees here. You're a liar. Look at all this global warming. It's negative 10 degrees. Global warming. Hi, Barack. The people on Twitter.
Barack.
You know, they just got to throw Obama everyone.
Of course.
When they're complaining, you just got to throw Barama.
Barama. Osama.
I've actually called him Osama once or twice.
What a shocker
it
there.
It just slips out.
It just slips out. And never mind. I was about to make a joke about Mark, but I didn't.
Okay.
Bum, bum, bum.
Okay. So, global warming isn't real. And that study is full of it. All right. We'll take a break and we'll come back with more lies.
More lies.
Welcome back to Life.
Life.
Segment number 3. We don't need a sponsor. Okay.
Yep. What's up?
So, here's what I want to do in this segment. Something to spice it up. Okay?
Okay.
Essentially, this comes from the fact that most people... Hey, I wonder why I was so hot. How dare you?
You didn't even notice.
You didn't even notice it.
How dare you steal my fan, sir?
I got you.
Turns out...
I can hear the fan.
That... No, you can't. It's it turns out that most people in 8th grade now cannot answer... Or sorry, it wasn't 8th grade, it's seniors in high school. Cannot answer this 8th grade examination of these Kentucky kids in 1912. And I have the entire thing right here.
Okay.
I figured it would be fun to see
who knows
we actually are. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
So, the first question I can't read because it says, write in words these math equations, and I don't know how to say them aloud. So, I couldn't write them. So, we're just going to skip that question.
Okay, that's fine. It's math.
So, 8th graders, 1912 in Kentucky. Our dumbest state, obviously.
Oh, not at that time.
Well, you never know. Fine cost at 12.5 cents per square yard of calso mining the walls of a room 20 feet long, 16 feet wide, and 9 feet high, deducting one... daughter.
Hold on, what was the dimensions
yeah, we
of
the need
room?
The dimensions.
It's find the cost 12.5 cents per square yard of the
12
walls.
12.5 cents.
Yep.
How is it 12.5?
That's
what I know, right?
That's what it says. The walls of a room 20 feet long, 16 feet wide, 9 feet high.
Oops.
20, 16, 9.
Yes.
Did you say per square yard?
Yes, square yard. 20 feet high. Or 20 feet long, 16 feet wide, 9 feet high.
I need a calculator.
Deducting for a door 8 feet by 4 feet by 6 inches and two windows.
8 by 4 by 6.
Yes, 8 feet by 4 feet by 6 inches.
Okay. I got it.
And two windows.
What the crap?
5 feet by 3 feet by 6 inches each.
Can I have a calculator now?
Nope. They didn't have calculators in 1912.
Okay, you realize we're going to be here for a day and a half then for me doing the math.
Well, Colby, since you gave up like an intelligent person,
yeah.
How's your day been?
Oh, you know, just relaxing, not
seriously,
doing
okay,
the math.
I'm just going to do this.
No, you can't use a calculator.
Too bad.
You already lose then.
Someone has
to. I don't care.
Well, Chris is actually trying to do it.
Yeah, good luck.
Do you want me to do it right, or do you want me to just give up like Colby and have no
ambition?
Well,
that's what
I'm
saying. If Chris is actually trying to do it, we need you and your calculator to do it so we can make sure that Chris isn't just looking like she's doing it. You'd have to boil everything down to inches.
No, well, no,
wouldn't.
not in the
no,
room, because the room was all...
Whatever. Next one's just as good. There's a and in math there's 10 questions, so don't spend too terribly long.
I won't.
The correct answer is brown.
Say I hypothetically had a college algebra class this summer.
Uh-huh.
And the only way I passed it, hypothetically, I may or may not have cheated.
So I did pre-calc.
Every single test.
Yeah.
So.
That's okay.
That's the only way.
Nothing wrong with that.
This seems exorbitantly high.
It's in cents.
I know. Okay, and then that's divided by 3.
That's not right.
We'll give you till the end of the song, and then we'll decide if you fail or win.
3 goes into 0, 0 times minus 0 equals 3, 3 goes into 1.
My brain hurts from watching you guys try and do this.
Okay, I'm so close. 3, 1, 1, 0. I just want to use a calculator at the end and then I'm done.
That's not right.
Can I just use a calculator from the very end?
There were no calculators in 1912.
I can do it. I just can't do it quick enough. So I'm just using a calculator.
Here, it's already over. It doesn't matter how quick it is. You lost. Both of you cannot do what 8th graders did.
Oh, shoot. I hit the wrong button.
She can't even use a calculator properly.
Whatever. I'm just chilling.
Okay, I got 38,875 cents.
Okay. I got nothing.
Sure, that's right. Okay, Katrina got nothing. Question number 2.
You don't have the answers?
No. No one can answer these.
Well, then, yeah, why are we I quit now.
I think I figured out how to do it.
A man bought a farm.
I could do it if I actually had time to think about it.
Hey.
A farmer.
Hey. A man bought a farm for $2,400 and sold it for $2,700. What percent did he gain? This one sounds easy. I mean,
0.5. 0.1. I don't know.
Katrina, did you write 24,000 and 27,000?
Yeah.
100. 2,400, yeah. 2,700.
Oh, that would be 2,700.
It doesn't matter. The percent
whatever.
Would be the same.
Whatever.
Yeah, it'd be the same, Colby.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Because that's a lot more thousands.
I don't know. We wouldn't know.
That would be more percentage.
We're the least people.
No, zeros cancel out when you're determining percentage.
Yeah, zeros cancel out,
like,
man.
One of one is 100%.
I need an answer, please.
100 of 100. 0.1125.
3%.
Okay.
It's got to be something with a 3 because 7 divided.
A man sold a watch for $180 and lost 16 2/3 A/E. What was the cost of the watch?
Can I just see that? Because you don't have the answers anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Find the amount.
Are there any that aren't math?
Yes.
Okay, please get to the ones that aren't math.
All right, but those were more fun.
Nope.
Exactly.
Waste of time.
Grammar. Okay, let's just let you choose.
I can
choose.
Do grammar.
Okay, grammar.
Grammar. Geography.
Ooh, I can get a geography.
I love
physiology.
Do anything but math. Just pick
start
one.
With grammar.
Civil government. History.
I say you do one from each of them.
Yeah, just
and then we can call it a segment.
Let's do grammar.
Okay.
Okay.
Parse all the words in the following sentence.
Parse.
John ran over the bridge.
It must mean part each of them. So like John is your subject, ran is your verb, the is a preposition, and bridge is an object of the preposition.
You missed over.
Over is the preposition. The is an article.
Oh yeah.
Oh snap!
I just thought it's
you just got grammar served.
Okay, if I had it in front of me, this would be easier.
Katrina didn't have it in front of her, and she's really dumb, so you fail big time.
After you said over.
Diagram. No, we're not doing that one.
That one, you have to write out.
I know how to diagram, though.
Yeah, I know how to
I don't.
Best and worst.
Sally
adjectives.
English.
Adjectives have how many degrees of comparison?
Infinite.
I've never even heard of a degree of comparison before. I don't know what that is.
2.
Compare good, wise, and beautiful. As part of the degrees of comparison thing.
I don't know what this is.
Okay.
This is something.
So
that.
It would be good, then it would... I don't know. Those don't even match. Can we say...
William... example sentence. William struck James. Change the voice of the verb.
Oh, I know how to do this. James was struck by William.
All right. We don't know if she's wrong, but
I think that's right.
No, I agree.
It sounds correct.
It's like active voice and passive voice.
Really
if you're an active voice,
situation.
You're doing something.
We shall now go to geography.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Locate the following countries. Can't do that one.
No. It's right here.
Name in order the size of the three largest states in the United States.
That's in 1920.
Just do 1912. It for, just do it for right now.
Right now, it's like...
Number one, what's the biggest state?
Biggest state? Texas.
And then California. And then
you're
Wyoming.
You're forgetting a big one.
The biggest. You're forgetting.
New York.
No.
Is this Alaska. In population?
There you go.
Oh, I thought it was in population.
Oh, my God. Why would we care about population and geography? You just failed.
I took a whole class called human geography.
That's
I
great.
Did too.
These 1912ers figured it out. They're in eighth grade.
The 1912ers had a context in which they were taking this test.
Yeah, it's called geography and then the sentence. The same context you
okay,
have.
Okay, next category. This is too much controversy.
Number nine. Is impasse a real word?
No.
Yes.
Oh, that's correct. The correct answer is no. Through what waters would a vessel pass in going from England through the Suez Canal to Manila?
Wait. Atlantic?
Sure. I don't know.
I cannot believe you don't have the answer.
I know. This would have been a much better
this
segment.
This is just so stupid.
Everyone at home,
give us a history one.
Answers.
We should be able to
do
history,
you're stupid.
Right?
No, we're going to do physiology next.
I don't, because who does physiology in eighth grade?
I don't even know what that is.
How does the liver?
That's where we're at.
How does the liver compare in size with the other glands in the human body?
It's bigger,
smaller.
Your liver is not smaller than your heart.
Where?
Sure.
Where is
I
it located?
Them in your hand.
Where is
have
your,
you?
Yeah.
Your liver is on the
right side. Right your liver. Side. Everything
those
is on your
boobs.
Right side. Your liver. Your appendix. Your gallbladder. And that's all.
What
you
does it secrete?
Left.
Bile.
Oh, Katrina.
That's not right. That's all right.
That's
my
right.
gallbladder is bile.
That's
I lost
my butt.
That. Your liver. I don't know. It does something with your.
Describe
blood.
The heart.
It's about the size of your fist,
and it's got four chambers.
Okay, that's pretty good.
And arteries and
yeah.
stuff going.
Compare arteries to veins.
Arteries take blood away from the heart. Veins take blood to the heart, I think, because arteries are away. I think that's what it is, but I could be wrong.
Define the difference between cerebrum and cerebellum.
Cerebrum, cerebellum. I'm drunk, apparently.
Cerebrum and cerebellum. And they're going to...
Okay, let's move on. Let's go to history. I want a history question.
Nope, number eight. And this one's for Colby only.
Great.
Hate you.
Why should we study physiology?
To get smarter
this
and stuff.
This was actually the easiest one because now we should know what physiology is.
Gotta give a reason, sir.
Don't have one.
No, you have to give a reason.
Just say something.
Have you have to give a reason.
Because people need to learn.
Okay.
Stuff.
10 points. The last question in physiology. Give at least 5 rules to be observed in maintaining good health.
And this
wash
is Virginia.
Your hands.
Kentucky.
Brush your teeth. Sneeze into your elbow.
Exercise.
Smoke. Eat a portioned
smoke.
Meal.
Oh, no, smoke. Yeah, I'm just going to quit. I just can't talk
civil,
about it.
Civil
no,
government.
They used to promote smoking okay. as, like, it's healthy for you.
Sure
that's
they
why
did.
They promoted it. That's uh-huh. They got everyone hooked on it.
Yeah, that was before they realized that it, you know, kill cancer and stuff.
Civil government.
Okay. Prepare.
Define this form of government. Limited monarchy.
It's where you have one person, like a king or a queen, but they have a limited power.
Give an example.
Share it with... England. Because
they
still have parliament.
Yeah, they have parliament.
Absolute monarchy.
It's where you have a king, like a dictator.
Give an example.
Old England. Yeah.
King George V.
What 4 governments are students in school subjected to?
What? Repeat that?
Monarchy.
What 4 governments are students in school subjected to?
Okay.
Monarchy, dictatorship...
Democracy. And limited parliament. Limited government.
Limited parliament.
Shut up. I'm tired.
There's
actually,
no
I'm
democracy.
Communism.
Yeah, that one
name
too.
5 county officers and the principal duties of each.
I got nothing.
You'd have to know from...
You're not supposed to name them. You're supposed to say mayor, city councilman.
Oh, I didn't know what they were.
Kentucky Colonel James Sanders. I just didn't want that.
We're in Connecticut.
No, we're in Kentucky.
whatever.
Name three rights given Congress by the Constitution and two rights denied Congress by the Constitution.
Okay, they can veto laws.
Okay.
They can...
I think that's the president that vetoes laws.
No, they can veto the president's law.
So the president can veto them and they can veto
yes,
the president.
That's what yes. makes it it's fair.
Checks and balances.
That sucks.
They can pass laws.
And you checks and balances,
and you,
bro.
And you have faith in our government still.
They can pass laws and they can... call war. They can, like...
Declare war.
And they cannot...
eat.
They cannot appoint Supreme Court judges, and they cannot appoint people to the president's cabinet.
Okay.
Cool.
I just took government.
I know.
In the election of a president and vice president, how many electoral votes in each state is allowed?
Oh, I know this. It's
okay,
the number
Chris.
Of people in your House plus the number of people in your Senate. And then some states get extra for, like, special favors.
She made that up. It sounds 12. Legit. So let's just say that.
No, she's
it's
basically...
It's different for every...
And the last now. Category.
History.
History. Who first discovered the following places? Florida.
Columbus. I'm just kidding. I really didn't expect that to say Florida.
Mr. Florida discovered Florida, I believe, sir.
Someone... Wasn't it the French...
I don't know. Okay, the Pacific Ocean.
Columbus. One of them has to be Columbus.
Some Asians. They discovered it.
Oh, I don't know.
The Mississippi River.
Lewis and Clark.
Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me.
I knew it was there before.
I know. I'm aware of that.
And the St. Lawrence River.
Lewis and Clark again.
We learned all these in, like, I
we
remember
learned them when
learning
we were children,
them. Yeah.
But it's obsolete now.
This one requires some artisticness, so you must give Katrina a pencil or...
I have pen.
She has one.
Okay. Sketch. Walter Raleigh.
Okay, that name sounds really familiar.
Please draw me a picture of Sir Walter Raleigh. Katrina drew a Rastafari. After you're done drawing him, you must draw me Peter Stuyvesant. Please draw me Peter Stuyvesant.
Why was it required that they know what these people look like?
Dude, I don't have any idea.
And who are these people?
I know who Sir Walter Raleigh is. I don't know who.
Who is he?
By all means.
He was the one that founded Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay.
He was like the something of the colony.
Next question.
Name the last battle of the Civil War.
The only one I can think of is Battle Bunker Hill.
I think that's the first one.
I think so too.
I don't know.
Okay.
Arlington.
The second part of the question is name the last battle of the War of 1812.
Right.
I know too.
I don't know. Okay. I know the other name for the War of 1812. Does that win me any bonus points?
Third part.
No.
Third part. War. French name the last war. Battle of the French and Indian War.
That's the same question.
The same war as 1812.
It's not because they're broken out, so...
Well, the teacher's probably trying to trick them.
I don't think they do that. I think you're probably wrong.
No,
I thought the first one was the 100-year war.
Civil War, War of 1812, French and Indian War. Three wars.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty sure the but French the and Indian War was like before the Revolutionary the War. Okay.
I'm Googling.
Now that you've answered all those...
Yeah.
You must name the commanders in each battle for all three of those last battles.
I'm out.
Okay. You can fail that question.
I only took history after the Civil War in college, I would like to point out.
Who invented the following?
Benjamin Franklin.
The cotton gin.
Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, what's that man's name?
Benjamin Franklin.
It's not Benjamin Franklin.
I know.
I can't think of his name. But it's
eyeglasses.
Benjamin Franklin.
I don't know. That one's not on here. That one's easy. The magnetic telegraph. Who invented that?
Alexander Morris, Grandpa. Something Morris.
Who invented Morse the code. Sewing machine? And it's Morse code.
Oh,
that's what I just said.
You said Morris.
Morris. It's M-O-R-S-E.
It's Morse, not Morris.
No, oh, whatever.
I can't think of the person.
How's
who
it going over there, bro?
I was not correct.
Okay. Who invented the phonograph?
Morris.
The Edison.
Edison. Sure. Dang. That sounds good.
He invented some...
Something. Galileo Galilei.
He invented something. The record player.
Yeah.
Right?
That was Edison. Thomas Edison did that.
How long a rope is required to reach from the top of a building 40 feet high to the ground 30 feet from the base of the building?
10 feet long.
I could. What is it?
How many steps, 2 feet, 4 inches each, will a man take in walking 2 1/4 miles?
10.
I could do all these.
At $1.62 and a half a cord, what will be the cost of a pile of wood 24 feet long, 4 feet wide, and 6 feet 3 inches in height?
I feel like
free.
I could do all of these if I had time / paper.
There's no way she could do these.
$10.
A school enrolled 120 pupils, and the number of boys was 2/3 the number of girls. How many of each sex were enrolled?
How many? 120.
Of each? There's only 120 total.
No, let's... Well, you just define it by...
Find the amount of...
Wait, no.
Okay. She's actually trying this one.
90 and 30. 30 girls to 90 boys.
Oh. All right, well, that sounds good.
Oh, no, wait. That's backwards.
I was like, wait a second.
That's backwards. There are, yeah.
Okay, well, congratulations on getting that one.
But wait,
a man sold a watch.
It would be 80. It'd be 80 and 40, because you do 120 divided by 3.
Oh!
2/3 would be 240s, which would be
that
80
would be
and
20.
Oh snap! You just got served by Katrina again.
Okay.
Oh, face, deuces.
Because 12 divided by 4 is 3.
Yeah, but it's not 2/3 of the population. It's 2/3 of the girls are boys.
No, 2/3 of the total.
2/3 of the girls are boys?
No, it's a 2/3.
This is a very confusing school.
Round it. Never mind.
There's 2/3 of...
Since there's thirds, you're splitting up in thirds. Divide 12 by 3. That would be 4.
Because there's total. The total is 120.
Since there's 2/3, there's 4 times 4 is 8. 80 boys, and then 40 girls. Since
but it's not 2/3 of the whole population.
Yes,
it's 2/3 the number of girls.
No, it's two.
Is
it's
the number of boys.
It's
I
the
think.
School enrolled 120 pupils, and the number of the boys was 2/3 the number of the girls.
2/3 the number of the girls, not 2/3 of the whole population.
But the girls plus the boys would have to equal the
yes.
population.
So that's why 2/3 of 90 is 30.
I don't know.
Now I'm lost. Okay, let's move on.
I think I'm right. I could be totally wrong, but
well,
I think
you,
I'm right.
You use
find
it,
the amount.
You set it up like X and then 2/3 X equals 120. And then you divide
yeah.
by 2/3 X, or no, 2/3 of the 120. And then that leaves you with 2X equals whatever that calculation is. And then you divide that by 2.
Okay.
And X equals
uh-huh.
the number of
Colby's right.
girls.
You're both right. You both were right. Congratulations.
Yay!
You both win.
Way to be smart.
Now, we are actually literally going to go around the table. That's a wrong one. Spelling. Colby?
Okay.
Oh, crap.
I'll give you an easy one. Because there are easy ones. Please spell control.
C-O-N- T R O L.
Congratulations, Colby. You
yeah,
have spelled
Colby.
Control. Good job. Chris, please spell.
I'm horrible at spelling.
Scissors.
S C I S S O R S.
Chris was right.
Katrina.
I'm just saying into the math.
I don't even remember what was happening.
I don't care.
Katrina.
I'm right about the math question.
Please spell benefit.
I know I could say it off the top of my head, but...
I think writing it down is cheating.
No, not how do you do a spelling test. You write it down.
Colby doesn't get to write, though. That's why I think it's
N-E-F-I-T.
What'd you say?
He used his phone. What? B-E-N-E-F-I-T.
Congratulations, Katrina. You have spelled it correctly. Colby!
Really good at spelling.
Please spell genuine.
G-E-N-U-I-N-E.
Congratulations, Colby. You have spelled genuine. Chris, please spell exaggerate.
I like the spelling.
I don't get, can't spell that one. I think there's... Never mind. Okay. E-X-A-G-G-E-R-A-T-E. That's what I was going to say.
Katrina.
Was I right?
Yes.
Okay.
Please spell... synopsis.
This is the best spelling bee music ever.
S-Y-N-O-P-S-I-S.
Congratulations, Katrina. Colby, please spell autumn.
A-U-T-U-M-N.
Yeah! You a big boy now.
Yeah.
That's not how I would spell
Chris,
it.
Chris, please spell chandelier.
Got me on that one.
C-H-A-N-D-E-L-I-E-R.
Congratulations, you spelled chandelier.
I would have used autocorrect.
Katrina, please spell rhinoceros.
I'm scared for my next one.
I'm saving all the easy ones for you, bro. Don't worry.
Sweet.
Rhinoceros.
R-H... I-N-O-C-E-R-O-U-S.
Oh, so close! It's just O-S.
Oh, damn it.
Katrina, you have failed the spelling bee. Colby, your next word. Please spell musician.
So it's O-S?
Yes, O-S.
That looks weird.
M-U-S-I-C-I-A-N.
Congratulations, Colby.
Cheater.
Chris.
Cheater.
Please spell...
That's a good point.
Yeah.
Let's see here. It's a good
one. You're giving me the hardest one possible.
Let's see here.
No rhinoceros.
Please spell.
Check.
Bequeath.
I could do that one. I think. B-E-Q-U-E-A-T-H.
All right, that's correct. Colby, please spell symptom.
Do you need a paper? Ridley, you're gonna bomb on symptom. I could sound that out and spell it for you.
No, I'm gonna get it wrong. S-Y-M-P-T-O-M.
Wait, I wasn't looking. I can't find that word. It went somewhere. Okay, read it again.
S-Y-M-P-T-O-M.
That's correct. Oh, Chris, please spell antecedent.
Sounds easy. A-N-T-E-C-E-D-A-N-T.
Wrong!
D-E-N-T.
It's D-E-N-T. Ah! Colby, spell this word to be the best speller.
You better get it wrong.
In the whole studio. Please spell hyphen.
H-Y-P-H. E-N.
That's correct, Colby.
Yeah.
Colby, you are the best speller.
I was about to say A-N.
Hi, fan.
Dumber.
Hi, fan.
Dumber.
All right. Well, that's the end of the test. So it's obvious that 8th graders in 1912 Kentucky are much smarter than all of us combined.
Yep.
Cool. Because we didn't even know who some of these people were.
I'm just proud that I got my math question right when everyone doubted me.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Something real fun here. No, what'd you have to say?
I was just going to say, I technically got my question right if it was two-thirds of the population. My math was also right. I just misunderstood.
But you misspelled rhinoceros.
Yeah.
So.
You spelled rhinoceros without the word in front of you. I said without the word in front of you.
This was the math part.
Liar.
R-H-I-N-O-C-E-R-O-S. Face. In 60 seconds...
Okay.
How many Google searches do you think there are? Take a wild guess.
In a minute?
In a minute. In 60 seconds, how many Google searches?
100,000.
100,000, says Katrina?
1 million.
Chris says 1 million. Colby?
500,000.
2 million.
Darn it.
Closest.
How many Tumblr photos are uploaded every 60 seconds?
100,000.
200.
Period?
200,000.
Nope.
Just 200.
200.
Okay.
300,000.
20,000.
I think I was closest.
200.
Yeah, you guys said 200,000.
You were closest
I
without going over.
I said 130,000.
If we were playing The Price is Right.
300,000. We need a... rewind.
Colby is the... She said 300,000.
That's okay. What I thought.
Then yeah. Colby's the winner for that one.
Yeah.
Boom.
Whatever.
Every second, this many photos are uploaded to Instagram.
That's gotta be a lot.
Every second.
Every second.
2 million.
2 million every second.
Five.
That's it. Five photos every second.
500,000.
Okay, no. I take it back.
No, stick with it.
All right.
Take one at work. Colby is closest without going over with five. The correct answer is 3,600 every second. How much money does Amazon make every 60 seconds?
Every minute, how much money they make? 500,000.
No. Oops.
I didn't expect it to be spot on.
1.2 million.
Say $1.
$1.
Chris is closest without going over. $83,000 every minute Amazon
That's
makes.
More. Less than I thought.
How many million likes are there on Facebook every 60 seconds? It's a number point number. I'm helping you out because you guys will say six.
1.1.
I think I saw this one.
Guess.
1.2.
Okay, Chris?
1.1.
That's what Katrina said.
0.9.
The correct answer is 1.8 million. Colby is the winner.
I thought it was either 2 or 8.
You said 2.
I know, but I still win.
And for the last one, how many hours of video are uploaded to YouTube every 60 seconds?
How many hours?
How many hours of video are uploaded every 60 seconds to YouTube?
Thirty million hours.
I'm gonna go right in the middle. Like 1,000.
1,000 hours.
Yeah.
The correct answer is 72 hours. Chris is the winner.
Darn it.
Although technically all of you went over.
Yeah. Yeah.
Especially.
I was thinking how there's millions of people who are uploading constantly, and their videos are at least 30 seconds long, and then I just didn't finish the math.
There's 100 people uploading a video every second, and they're probably 30 minutes long. 17 trillion minutes of video. I think that math is correct. You can double check me, but I'm pretty sure it's 8 gajillion minutes of video. And we will be right back after this commercial break. I think on average, let me get this. I think our commercials last 400 billion hours. We'll be back after this.
This is Life.
Okay. I don't even know how to, like, what to say after that. Okay, welcome back to Life. It's time to wrap up the show. So, first thing you should do is watch the show live. And if you can't watch it live, you should go to our YouTube channel at youtube.com/duotube. Or just go to duo.com/life and click watch the video. So you can see me and Colby do funny things like that.
Yeah, that was... I even enjoyed that.
It was enjoyable.
I mean, it's hard not to enjoy that.
How would you not enjoy our sexy visages?
Well, that was the point.
Gyrating.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Templeton.
Also, go to iTunes and subscribe. Leave a review. What else do they do? Follow us on Twitter. Like us on Facebook. We used to have 500, and now we have 498. So.
Colby.
Fix that. Also, buy some shirts. Represent.
Oh.
I didn't know what represent symbol was, so I did the
R.
Sign for R.
It kind of works, but it. No,
this is R.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, but that's not how you represent.
How do you represent then? Details. What movie were we watching the other day where they said deuses?
I don't remember.
Because it was some
you
like,
said it earlier.
It
today
was some
too.
Hip movie, and the main character in the movie said deuces. It's like Katrina made that up, just like she made up the hump day.
It's hump day!
The anyway, thank you a lot for listening. We'll be back next Sunday night live at 6 p.m. Central Time at duo.com/live.
Just kidding.
DEWOH.com/live. And our show comes out on Thursdays now. Do not forget that.
Thought it was Tuesdays.
It is.
I was going to say.
So don't forget that it's Tuesdays. Anyway.
Tuesday.
That's it for this episode. All right.
Okay, sounds good. Have a good week.
Yep.
Adios.
See you next week.
Bye.
This is Life.